Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and yes indeed, we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Brahma, or the great rose bush in the sky. But one thing we do know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A-women?
A-women.
I want to welcome you to my 11th nice. Bedside chat of the Corona-pocalypse, inspired by Franklin Delano Roosevelt's fireside chat. These are dark times, brothers and sisters, but also times of great hope. Yes, indeed. And possibly revolutionary change, brothers and sisters. People are out in the streets demanding it, and the Trumpus has shown himself to be a sadistic, narcissistic, big bully in chief, and a cowardly bully at that, a bunker-hiding, cowardly bully, aren't you? Choke on that napkin. You're under gag order with a bottle of bleach. Stay in your bunker. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Tear gassing. Peaceful protesters. Just so he could cross the street to hold a Bible in front of a church. Now, if he was holding the bonobo way, well, no. Still, should not tear gas. My goddess. Are you nuts? Huh. As police in cities all over the country imitate the big bully in chief, although they've been doing it for longer than he's been around. And we see it in the pictures beating protesters, and yes, we can see the videos, the photos. It was all happening before, but we just couldn't see it. And now we see all the violence, the sadistic policing, So yeah. So people are in the streets and sheltering at home, whatever they're doing. They are getting radicalized. Yes, indeed. Maybe it's a temporary awakening to this concept, this mantra, Black Lives Matter. And yet, I hope that it creates a more bonobo way of policing for America. And yeah, you can check out my Peace and Counterpunch, Sadistic Policing, right now in the Weekender. Lots of other great pieces in Counterpunch on these subjects. And right now we're showing photos from our Black Lives Matter protest near Bonoboville. Those are the police, actually. And they look peaceful right now. Hopefully they stay peaceful. But they are geared up for battle. A sign after my own heart. Cuck the police. Now, nothing against cuckolds, okay? We love cuckolds. Cuckolds are great. But, you know, it's funny. Cuck the police. And you know most of these police officers will not like that. Because they buy into the idea that you can only share your woman in a humiliating way. We know better. But it's all part of that idea. Where's that sign that says, racism is small dick energy? There we go. In our neighborhood, so cute. You want to be a therapist with us? Yeah. Thank you, Harry, for taking these pictures. Yeah, beautiful. And so, you know, there's a lot going on. It's also Pride Month, right? I've got all my rainbows here. I'm in rainbow pride. I'll take off my rainbow sunglasses now so I can see you all. Yes. And yes, first Saturday of Pride Month, if you're tuned in live right now. And LGBTQ, I love you. Mm-hmm. And actually, to kind of segue here, gay pride and Black Lives Matter have some things in common. I mean, quite a lot of things, actually. But one of those things is that one of the first multicultural movements in America was the Rainbow Coalition. Yes, indeed. Whoa. Here's my rainbow. Don't show you this to Facebook. They might think it's a real rainbow. But I know, Marky Z, you can't handle the sight of real rainbow. Just too erotic. But Rainbow Coalition, founded by Black Panther Fred Hampton, later Jesse Jackson kind of revitalized the Rainbow Coalition. And so, yeah. Now the gay pride movement is all about the rainbows. I think I need a plate for this. And anyway, so maybe somebody could get me a little. Okay. And yeah, of course, being being gay is something you can hide. Unlike being Black, being white. Being gay, maybe you could hide it, sort of. Not necessarily a good idea, but you could until you can't. Uh-huh. Which is what is happening right now, in case you're in the rumor mill, for South Carolina Senator and Trump ass licker. Mm-hmm. All that passionate ass licking. Should have tipped us off, right? You know who I'm talking about. He calls himself Lady G. To the sex workers who are kind of, sort of outing him. They have signed NDAs, so they're a little nervous about it. But who am I talking about? Lindsey Graham! Yeah, Lindsey Graham has been outed as Lady G, and really, honestly, we do not believe in outing anyone. But this has been outed already on Twitter, and he's really voted against every kind of LGBTQ legislation he could vote against in the last few years. So honestly, being gay is probably the only thing that Lindsey Graham shouldn't be ashamed of. So come out, Lindsey, and make some changes, make some reparations. Why, thank you, Max. Captain, now I have a very clean rainbow dick. But I can't suck it yet. Oh. So, well.
That's what she said.
Right. So that reminds me, it's also my birthday!
I'm a birthday present!
Right. Yeah. That's correct. And Sunshine is my birthday present, all wrapped up. I have a lot of birthday presents, but she's probably my sexiest for the moment. Yeah. No side views for Facebook. Be careful about the Facebook camera. But yes, our camera should get a good look at my beautiful birthday present before I unwrap it. Sunshine McWayne, brothers and sisters, my ass prod. That is short for associate producer.
And my favorite job title.
So, yes. Many years ago, I won't say how many, I don't want to shock you. I emerged, I wish I could say it was from my mom's vagina, but I was actually a cesarean. So, you know, maybe that's why I'm bisexual, because I'm always trying to crawl back into, yes, mama. Woo!
Only 20 years ago. Right?
There you go. Yeah. And I think I have to be 21 to drink, so you better make me 21.
Only 30 years ago.
Okay, I just gained 10 years. Wow. So, yes indeed. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, one way or another, we are all born from sex. With all due respect to the Virgin Mother, real mothers are not virgins, and neither are fathers, and we're all children of sex. So, me too. Amen and a women. Sex is what brings us into the world, and sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. So, praise be to the power and the glory of sex.
It Everybody's already saying happy birthday.
Yes, indeed.
Anita Quintanana, happy birthday, Dr. Susie. Jax Lee, and a super duper happy birthday to you. Tim Sewell, happy birthday, Dr. Susan.
It's always so funny to get these birthday wishes. It's like they're congratulating you for nothing. I mean, you didn't accomplish anything.
You did it.
It's like you didn't graduate from school. You didn't get a book published. You didn't, you know, stay married for X amount of time. You're alive. But, you know, maybe that is an accomplishment at my age, just being alive. So praise be to the power and glory of sex. Woo. It keeps you young. Yeah. Yeah. And you keep me young, brothers and sisters, all you people wishing me a happy birthday, even though it kind of embarrasses me. But yeah, you keep me young. Well, at least you keep me from ever growing up, you know, as you can see by my mask. Oh, yeah. But I think I'm going to take it down because I'm now going to be talking to some guests. But before I talk to my guests, I have some special guests joining me for my birthday festivities in the Coronapocalypse. They're on Zoom. I want to thank everybody here in Bonoboville. Thank you, Bonoboville. Everybody, for all the wonderful things you do to just make my wondrous life possible. I'm just, I don't know, you're all not clapping for each other, so I'm going to clap for you. I just love you all. All right. And most of all, of course, my charming prince, Max. Thank you for always being there. Captain of my heart, married to me 28 years. That's an accomplishment. But it's been so easy. It's gone by. It's just like that. And thank you for...
Hello, hello.
Loving me, yes. No matter how naughty I am.
Well, Dr. Susie, I just want to say something, you know.
Okay.
I came over to this country, and I came to America, you know, like an immigrant, although I came in first class.
So first class immigrant.
And...
You were a prince, after all.
And I traveled a long, long way from where I was born, and it took me many errors and many wrong roads to get to you. And
I was here.
Yeah, and it took many years, and then from thousands of miles away from my homeland, from where I was born, I encountered an extraordinary woman, smart, very sexy, you know, still a kid. Yeah. And I just want to say I love you. Happy birthday.
Aw, thank you, Captain Max. I love you, and I'm so glad you came all this way to find
came
me.
Came a long way.
Well, I don't want to cry this early in the birthday festivities. But I do want to say that even though, you know, I'm the birthday girl, there is a birthday boy here tonight. So I want a big cheer. Happy birthday, Abraham.
Oh, yes.
Our technical director. Can he step out and take a bow just to just
we didn't tell anyone.
Birthday hat on.
Say hi to your fans on Facebook, too. This is Abraham. He's responsible for all the technical errors and also all the brilliance of everything.
He's also unseen.
And he has his hat on the back of his head. I guess that's some sort of a horny thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. There he is.
He didn't tell us in time, so we couldn't hire a stripper.
Aw, well, we got you. I'll trade you around. We'll pass you around. You can be my gift, then you can be Abe's, you know. Pass around, girl. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, birthdays are fun, you know. So many good people dying young, I mean. And so many bad people killing people. It is good to be alive. And on that note, I would like to start getting my guests on camera here. Who are we going to start with? I have some idea of who we're starting with, but I want to make sure she's there. So let me see.
Ooh, I can see her forehead.
I see two. Okay. Well, I see Madame Desaad. Hello. Mm-hmm. And yes, Madame Mina Desaad Fatal. And Rhiannon Ahrens, hello. And you get my face. Hi, gals. Can we hear them?
I can hear you.
Okay. I can hear you, Madame Desai. Mm-hmm. And Rhiannon, can you say something?
You should be able to hear me now.
Oh, I do. I do. You both look so elegant and beautiful. Thank you for coming to my online birthday party. Wow.
Thank you.
This
me.
Is so exciting. Yay. And I'm just really excited to have you. I wish you could be here in person, but you're here on the screen. And we're going to be joined by some other guests. But first, I want to properly introduce you. Madame de Sade, of course, is a fabulous dominatrix, studied, in fact, with Mistress Cyan, who gave me my first birthday spanking, adult birthday spanking, that is. Yes, I know.
She gives the best
whack,
spanking.
Whack, whack. Yeah, whack, 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 whack. She gave me a good spanking. Actually, she gave me a couple of good birthday spankings. And Madame de Sade is a pro sadist, a professional sadist, that is. Also winner of the Susie Award for Best Bonobo Way Book Spanking, Best Hot Wax, and Best Attitude Adjustment. I might be leaving out something, but she's also featured in Spank and Art, as is my other guest that's on with me right now, Rhiannon Ahrens. She's with the Dominatrixes Against Donald Trump while we're shooting some various great scenes, beating Trump for Spankin' Art. And Rhiannon is also the sapiosexual winner of Most Well-Rounded Kinkster many years in a row. And also, what else are you? You're an MFA, an artist, an author, a MILF.
Yes,
and you're a MILF too, actually, Madame. Oh, maybe not. But in any case, yes. So I would love to talk. I guess I'm going to direct this first. We have to have some serious conversations on my birthday before we celebrate. Madame de Sade, you are a professional sadist. So I wanted to talk a little bit about a subject that I tried writing about for Counterpunch this weekend. Sadistic policing and the difference between that and consensual sadism. So I'd love to have your perspective on this kind of emotion of sadism that many of us feel, you in fact feel it, but that can get out of control, especially under color of law, as we have seen all week. At least.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I think is really important to consider is that, you know, how sadism manifests in cultural arenas where, you know, it might not be acceptable for people to be out about being into BDSM. You know, we definitely have police officers in the BDSM community. I have played with some cops. It was lovely experiences every time.
Yeah. As I say in the article, I think that a lot of the cops that do consensual BDSM, and I've met quite a few, I can say I have some clients, not going to say what force they're in, but I will say, you know, some have come to DomCon, and they are ones who are very conscious and less likely probably to let their sadistic urges out in bad ways.
At the end of the day, you have to think about it. We choose and we operate under our own moral codes as well. We know that not to hurt a person to the point that they're not comfortable, that it's no longer fun for neither one of the parties, and therefore it's malicious. When you take power to a certain level, you have to be responsible for that power.
Right.
Just like that saying, oh, you know, with great responsibility, with power, etc. And that's one thing in the community, those who I consider responsible sadists, let's just be honest, mm-hmm. we understand. We know how on one level, how the other party is receiving and how much consent they gave us and perimeters for us to push up against. It's not like there's a point that we just hurt you and we forget the fact the reason why we're having the scene is because you approached me wanting to have such dynamic. I agree. And within that is why we push it. In that particular situation that we all had, I guess you could say, experienced together this last past nine, almost 2 weeks, is pushed more than just abuse of, I guess, someone consentingly letting someone do something to
them.
To being a, that it's no law, it's not, they didn't have a choice. And even when they were giving, I guess in our community, we have codes of green, yellow, and red. Someone was clearly calling red. I guess the top was not paying attention. So, I mean, it really does depends on how you want to see it. I mean, I'm a sadist. I'm comfortable being a sadist. But it's not like in our community, even if you're a dominant and other folks, they see us in a whole other pocket because the fact that they want to not have to worry about the moments where they can't watch themselves. But yeah. I do know that most folks can police themselves in my community when it comes to that.
Yeah, and I think these communities are very different, you know, police versus the BDSM community. However, both are dealing with dangerous activities that involve dominance and submission. And sometimes I wonder if it might be a good idea to have someone like you or someone who's an expert in how to handle both these emotions and some of the physiological aspects of restraining someone. And, I guess there's a lot of change that's being asked for right now, being demanded, and maybe we're going to get it. I don't know. And so we need to think about alternatives to the kind of brutal and sadistic policing that we've been experiencing, and that especially people in the Black community experience. But some of us, you know, we all experience it. I mean, I was raided by the police. I was harassed. But it's an awakening. What do you guys think? Are you feeling awakened, or like others are awakening?
I do feel like other people are awakening. I feel like I've talked to people involved with these protests that normally don't go to protests, and there are a lot of people in more conservative areas that I drive past who are out on medians who are protesting. And I think that is really positive now. One of the things I think is worth discussing though is that, you know, sadism that emerges in areas like policing, where there is definitely not consent being given to those actions, right? Those tend to happen in cultural arenas where people can't express themselves more, right? And I think that that is also something that is interesting to note. And one of the things that I found kind of amazing through all of this is that, you know, my neighborhood has been incredibly loud over the course of the last 4 days. We are less than 5 miles from most of the major protest sites that have occurred, you know, downtown, West Hollywood, you know, places where things did get really out of control. We're 8 miles from Santa Monica and things have been very loud, but when the curfew was lifted, I noticed there was a significant drop in sirens going on all night long, right? So the idea that you add another layer of repression to people who are fighting for freedom, exacerbating the situation, you know, I think that's also something really worth looking at on a cultural level. And I think it plays out in the sexual arena too. You know, people who are more repressed sexually are more likely to feel maladjusted in other areas of their life. It's not like things.
Yeah, there is something to cuck the police, you know? I feel like some of these police might feel a little cucked by some of the people that they're arresting and harassing and brutalizing and trying to get back through their own sadistic means and with their authority. I kind of feel like that might have happened with Chauvin and George Floyd, because they knew each other, and it's possible that Chauvin was jealous of Floyd. It's possible that he knew that Floyd, here's the rumor that's going around, and
Floyd,
I think
was
it's true.
Landlord.
Floyd the landlord. Floyd was in porn, or he did a porn at least. And speaking of porn, joining us now is fabulous, gorgeous porn star Riley Reyes. Yay! Hi, Riley. Welcome to my birthday bacchanal.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got my Corona ready, so.
Oh, yay.
All of my side rainbows.
Yeah, Corona. And we're going to do a Bonoboville communion in a little while.
Okay.
And I have a note here. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I saw that Danielle and Chef B Live, are they on the phone right now? Or? Oh, okay, so then I don't need to deal with this yet, because I would like to just... Whoa, we've got pictures of Riley.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and she's engaging in a little Black Lives Matter demonstration. That's beautiful. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's my hardcore gangbang scene.
That was your hardcore gangbang scene. How many guys?
Yeah, for kink. I think kink usually does 5 or 6 guys. I think that was a 5.
All right. Wow, just 5 or 6. Yeah. Yeah,
a nice, reasonable number, a respectable gangbang.
What's the biggest gangbang you've ever done?
Yeah, you're right. If you think about it, mouth, 2 hands, both orifices, magic number is 5.
It's like, can you want kind of keep them all engaged, right?
Yeah.
But then there's Bukkake.
They can all be on the side. That's just waiting.
He's waiting for his moment to get
in. Yeah. For that voyeur, for that one voyeur who's like, I want to be that guy.
Yes.
I'm just keeping it
probably a few like that. So what's the most you've ever had in a gangbang, Riley?
Totally not on screen. I think the largest one that was really just like a classic gangbang, where it was really just like me and all guys, like all the attention on me, was probably like 9. It was 9.
9, good number. Single digit, but the biggest you can have. All right.
You know,
9
like,
guys.
And by the end of that, you're ready for a break, you know?
Each 9 inches, perfect number, yeah. So, so Riley, by the way, is the winner of our Most Bonobo Award
most
a couple
bonobo.
Times in a row, and Most Sapiosexual. She's gotten some great awards and written some great reviews of The Bonobo Way and other books. And has been lately reading Angela Davis's Are Prisons Obsolete? How's that?
It was a really great read, and it was only 120 pages. I finished it in 2 evenings, and I saw a lot of things that I had already known about the way that the prison industrial system was stealing people's lives, especially people of color, in the way that was tied to capitalism. But I learned some other things about the history of prison that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And got to read some interesting stuff about possible alternatives and envisioning a future in which you don't need to have that sort of punitive caging of people as your primary method of social control. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I guess some of the history would be that prisons used to just be the plantations. And really, when they quote-unquote freed the slaves, they came up with these prisons and jails to put people in for long periods of time. And at first, there was lots of slave labor that was done through the prisons.
There was something called convict leasing that's no longer legal, but they still have the 13th Amendment, so you can use prison labor in a slave-like way. But there was something called convict leasing that actually replaced slaves in the South. Is one of the things I read about. And they were able to basically rent convicts to do their work. Right. And they actually found that that resulted in even more deaths of Black people and things like that, because if you owned a slave, you at least cared about taking care of your property and whether they made it to work the next day. But if you were leasing a convict, you could work them basically to death and then just get a fresh one from the jail the next day.
Wow.
And there were crimes on the books that were only crimes if you were Black, like vagrancy. So they were essentially just replacing slaves, like really bold-faced.
Wow. Yeah, and if we look at policing now and see that that's the history, maybe we can understand a little better why it is so sadistic and brutal, and especially with the black community, because it does come from slave times, and maybe that's one reason it needs a rehaul. What do you guys think?
I believe that most individuals know that all the recent occurrences have been racially charged. It's something that's been either bred it or conditioned through some sort of educational or how you were raised, environmental. We already knew that Minnesota was unfortunately one of those places that it was at its first round. And having a very, very openly racially charged police department, it's almost like every so many years, unfortunately, in that city, in that state. We are now currently in a, I guess you could say, era of awakening. And I know that sounds funny, because when you hear that word, oh, folks are woke, I'm like, no. I think people are understanding, because we have social media. We have more people who are open to point their finger like, no, dude, that's not right. Back in the day, from my parents' and my grandparents' perspective, because I'm from a mixed race household, you know, you could not be very open about being mixed with individuals, black or white or Native American. You lived in a certain town if you did. You couldn't get married in any city and state. My grandparents had to go to another state to get married. And if it wasn't for the fact that they were military, it was the only reason why they allowed that marriage to have happened. So let's see, my grandparents, may they both rest, are in their early 80s. And they were in their 30s when they got married. That was 50-some years ago. There's still people alive in those days who could nod their head and said, this happened. Yeah. There are children and generations who carry on the lineage of mindsets. And now that we are able to have the blessing, the curse of having television and internet and text messaging and YouTube, now that we can, in those small areas, that they can marginalize the news, that you could only see and hear certain things. Just by flipping open your phone, you can see things and know things a lot more differently than the books that were taught to you in different cities and states. Yeah. I have friends in the South that they said when they went to school, and this is what, 20 years ago I graduated high school, they didn't even discuss slavery. It was this guy, it was kind of like, an African-American migration system. Wow. It was really peppered. It was really nice. It was soft. It was like, oh, no, it was like we were helping employing these people that are immigrated of color by giving them domestic servitude. And depending on the texture, you know, was depending on the status level of each of those individuals.
Wow. So let me ask you, Madame de Sade, when you have a Caucasian submissive who, you know, might have some racism flowing through him. How do you educate and dominate and, you know, get the awakening going?
Honestly, well, most of I have a system that I do for every client. They have to explain themselves in the email. And believe it or not, when you explain yourself in the email, you tell a little bit more about yourself than when you're on the phone. And I've been a phone operator artist for about 22 years. So I could tell when someone's like, oh, that was a fantasy I saw in a video. And no, this is how I really feel. Like half and half, oddly to say, happen to be gentlemen who are Caucasian or European descent, who were raised by family members and or environments where black people were considered to be beneath their own, I guess you could say, station. And now they are living and in an environment and also fetishizing the viewpoint of the flip table scenario of, I guess you could say, being submitted by the help. And I can see it depending on how they write in a letter, if it's something that it's like that, or really they feel bad that they came from an environment, that they were raised this way, but based by interaction by individuals, may they be dominant or just in a vanilla environment, they, I guess, have been told on themselves and they feel really bad that the fact that they came from those environments and that they need some sort of I guess you could say, exchange of being disciplined for them to feel like, I feel bad for this, could you help me? So I have really interesting interactions in different
modes. And I bet they learn a lot from you. And I mean,
well, yeah, I try to educate them the best in the sense of now they're not going to physical school, but they're going to physical school.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, Riley, we were talking a little earlier about George Floyd. Did you ever work with him in porn?
No, I did not. I heard rumors that he might have appeared in or done some sort of a video, but I don't know much about it.
Yeah, it was with Kimberly Brink. Do you know her?
Kimberly Brinks.
Brinks.
I haven't met her, but, you know, the industry...
Yeah.
It's sort of dispersed around the valley.
It's interesting. Let me just say that most of the people that are passing this rumor around and the video itself are doing it to try to shame him and his supporters. And, you know, I just think, hey, it's great that he did porn. I think it's great when anybody does porn. And, you know, consensual adult stuff, of course. But yeah, I mean, and it just goes to show that there are a lot of people out there that do porn. And I don't think it tells anything bad about his character. I mean, maybe some other things he did might, but not that. And so I don't see anything shameful about it. And I think, in fact, it is a good point of education about doing porn. And since all these liberals are supporting him, maybe they should understand that he did do porn. I think it's kind of cool, but I do think that there's a possibility that maybe Chauvin was jealous of him because, my goodness, he's quite well endowed and does it really.
I saw his porn.
I mean, really, oh, wow. Woo. So anyway, back to that whole idea that, you know, a lot of people, some of whom are police, let their own feelings of jealousy and shame get into their bloodstream and you know, connect with a gun if they're homosexual, or, you know, if they have enough power in the situation, all it takes is a knee. A lot of the forces that make us violent are sexual forces, and that's why I believe in the bonobo way, to try to channel some of our these wild energies into sex instead of violence. You know, that's one thing I also feel is it's great to have people protesting, because just passing these videos around of police brutalizing people is not going to do it, because unfortunately some people, many of whom are police, are turned on by looking at that. And I hate to say it, but I think it's true. So it's better to do all the things we do. Share the videos and also the message. That's very important. So
diversity of tactics is vital. I agree.
Diversity of tactics. And you're also involved in the whole corona apocalypse and sex work, and you're the APAC social chairwoman.
Yes, I am a chairwoman of APAC, the Adult Performer Advocacy Committee, not the Israel lobby, just in case.
Right.
That was
okay. Yes.
just helping everybody out. And we've been doing work around trying to help people find coronavirus relief, and then subsequently work around pushing for some radical reforms in the industry regarding the way that race is handled in light of Black Lives Matter. And we've been actually managing to get some momentum. It's a very exciting time because we're realizing we're on a general strike because of coronavirus. Like, it's an involuntary general strike. But at a time like that, you have a lot of leverage to make demands, because it's much easier to get people to stay home once they're home than to get everyone to stop the status quo and go on strike. So I think models are realizing how powerful they are and that they don't have to put up with racist conditions. We're seeing a huge sea of models come forward about assaults or people who have been broken stairs also right now, because there isn't that fear of retribution and the status quo isn't in place. This is a time of great change, and it's scary and it's exciting, and I look forward to working with and advocating for the people who are coming forward and saying they want a better industry. It's super cool.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of hopeful. I am very hopeful that we're coming out of this quarantine right now. I'm scared that there's going to be, you know, kind of a what do they call it, backlash or a relapse. But yeah, I mean, we might be coming out of it. How has it affected you, Rhiannon, and your sex life?
You know, the excessive loud noise in my neighborhood has been very disruptive to my sex life, in you know, very direct ways. I have been incredibly distracted, just on a social level, just, you know, thinking about all the really upsetting things that have happened in the last week. And there was an illegal firework in the background just now.
Oh, wow.
I think being exposed to this, like, and like culture of torture porn, you know, the idea that these brutality videos are circulating, it's had a significant psychological impact on me, in a lot of ways, I think, you know, sexually, emotionally. And I'm...
Will you suffer from a certain kind of PTSD? You were abused?
I have complex acute PTSD, chronic acute PTSD. So it's a multi-trauma. So, you know, I was hit by two drunk drivers in various car accidents. There's, you know, endless layering of things that happened, and there was a level of abuse involved as well. And those things are very hard to recover from. And I think that it's also something that, you know, a lot of women in general face. I think it's something that, you know, Black women and women of color, Indigenous women, are much more susceptible to all of those things and having to endure trauma. And when, you know, from a personal perspective, having endured that kind of trauma, when you see something like another Black person being brutally killed in an arrest, you know, that the protest signs say I can't breathe, that Floyd said I can't breathe, right? The ability to endure that one more time, I think, on a cultural level just doesn't exist for any of us anymore.
Yeah. Well, you talked about the police brutality. I was asking about how's the coronapocalypse treating your sex life. I didn't know whether because you're inside more, you're having more sex, less sex. I don't know.
I see all less. Of this as coronapocalypse. It's all tied.
Oh, it's together. All it all ties together. Kind of does in a way. And sometimes I think in a good way. I mean, because so many people are out of work, which is terrible, and because so many people don't have anything to do, which is mixed, they're out in the streets. You know, maybe that's one of the reasons that so many people are out in the streets, and that's great. It really does. It's a fulcrum. This is a very critical time, because we could either go in a very positive direction and make some much needed changes in terms of eradicating racism, or at least reducing racism, and also reducing sadistic policing and police brutality. We could go in that direction, or it could get worse because of Butthead here sucking on his bleach and my birthday napkin. And, you know, if we let him win, then it's our fault. We can't let him win. We've got to just vote for the senile guy, you know, as opposed to the sadistic fascist. That's what I say. I know it's not a great choice, but it's the choice we have. But in any case, it's great to have you guys here with me at this really significant time. And I don't just mean my birthday. No, I mean it's such a significant time. I want it to be a significant time. I want it to be a time of change. And it could go either way, but let's try to push it in the positive way. And
push it real good.
Speaking of pushing it, I think it's time to really celebrate. Eh, ladies?
Let's celebrate.
It's my fucking birthday. Where's my rainbow pop?
Happy birthday to not fascism.
Ooh. Where did you find those, Ms. Blood?
Well, you know.
These are festive as fuck.
I wasn't born with Gay Pride Month, but I've come to connect it with my birthday now. And, I take pride in sucking my lollipop. So, Max, that means you. Lollipop, lollipop. Oh, lolly, lolly, lolly. All right, so we're going to do Bonoboville Communion, so we should get our supplies together. Sunshine, you want to show off you being my present here for those here?
Your outfit looked great on, was it Instagram or Twitter where I saw it? Oh, so good.
So good. You are a birthday present.
Aww, she's so adorable.
Wait,
at those
get
curls.
Up there. And because there's got to be some birthday spankings, and they're not.
But you're
be on
supposed
me.
To get spanked.
No, you are.
Ooh, ooh, it's not my birthday.
And I'll spank you.
Nobody spanks the present. It's,
Okay. So, more where that came from.
Later.
So where are is Chef Delive and Danielle anywhere or?
No, they were asking if they could call in.
Well, they can.
Okay, so they can.
Well,
so
why
let them know.
Why didn't they, okay?
Because so, I wanted to ask you.
Well, I'm busy doing a show.
Let me go get a fancier glass, everybody.
Okay.
I'm like, I love that I've got mine just straight up. No, I'm like, I have but, scotch. But, it's pretty nice, but it's in a bottle.
Oh, girl.
Oh, you know I like that peaty scotch. I want to taste that campfire.
Girl, virtual tabs. I'm sorry. We need to have a, yes. Let me get a fancy glass real quick. I feel like everybody's slightly bougie. Even if scotch is more bougie than my, I have a camper's cup because I wanted a drink to keep cold.
It's very important.
I'm on for whoever, how freaking long this might go, because sometimes, you know, it's like we have a topic and it looks like we have topics. So let's see. How schmancy do I want to be?
Okay. So now I'm happy, so happy that you're here, you know. Birthdays are really fun, but they're also kind of dangerous. I mean, actually, there's a 14% higher chance of dying on your birthday than any other day of the year. So you have to surround yourself with love. Oh, is that Danielle?
Yes.
Ah, and Be Live. Welcome, our most bonobo couple.
Oh, hello.
Hi, there you are. I was told you could only be on audio, but you're there on video and you're moving, so that's really you. So,
audio.
Can you not hear our audio?
No, we can.
No, we can. We can.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had so much fun watching you on the Facebook Live.
Oh, you did. All right.
Yeah.
Well, here you are. Yeah. How you doing?
We have all kinds of rainbows and bows and stuff for your birthday.
Yay!
I don't know if you can see, I got these at Walmart
today. And you're even dressed so you can show up for Marky Z. That's cool. Although we're just
about
to do some
undressing. Because I wanted to make sure I was wearing clothes because I wanted to make sure everybody could see you for your birthday.
Yay! Thank you. I didn't require you wear clothes, Danielle.
No, but I wanted to make sure all your Facebook fans could see you for your birthday.
Well, yeah.
They wanted to make sure that they saw her.
Who?
Exactly.
Danielle.
Who? Yeah, because we could always, cut you off, but,
they
still see me.
I think they wanted to meet all of us for Dr. Right. Susie's birthday.
I just love your little rainbow suspenders, whatever they are. And so how have you guys been doing in the corona apocalypse, in the protests, and all of the great changes going on in our beautiful world?
The best ever.
All right.
Well, I do want to say these are technically just packages of puffballs in rainbow colors, and I just taped
Perfect.
Them on.
That's so creative.
I love that you see them as suspenders, because that makes me feel kind of like I did something important.
You did.
I made important
something creative.
Can we see a whole shot of Danielle and her outfit? Yeah. Can everybody?
Okay, can hold we? On. Well,
Facebook bit. Not friendly, right?
Not Facebook. Okay,
look, I've got a rainbow flag. Here you go.
Okay, let's.
I mean, it's a fan. It's a fan. But can you see our little vacation background, or am I glitching in and out?
I can't see anything except my beautiful self. I see my hot self. Oh, there you are.
Okay. I'm coming in and out of dimensions. Yes.
You're doing magic tricks for her birthday.
But move the computer back just a little bit.
You look like a dream. I do see your nipples, which is why we can't show you on Facebook right now. But I do like the marshmallows. They're, you have big, gorgeous nipples that are sticking out.
Cover the nipples.
Okay. Now you're covering them. Okay, very good.
Hold on. Wait, be like, I need your help covering the nipples.
Okay, hold on.
Luckily, she's not in a...
I love your bow tie, B-Live.
Facebook is like on me now, so it's okay. You can show whatever you want.
Aww, beautiful. And she disappears. Why does she disappear like that?
She's a ghost.
That's so funny.
She's ghosting us.
She's literally traveling, dimensionally traveling right now.
This is, I feel as though I'm tripping for my birthday, which I've done in the past.
We gave you acid in your water.
Sometimes I do take, you know, hallucinogens for extra birthday fun. And, you know, especially nowadays when you don't want to get on airplanes, it might as well, you know, trip other ways. So, those look great. Okay.
You really inspired us because I haven't had a chance to dress up really at all. I've been like out
of the garden. Okay, look at you in puffballs. Different colors. So wow. Yeah. It's just amazing.
And I got this bow because it kind of like my character in Django. So I thought I'd give like people like, you know, people like to remember you by things like you have your hat, you know, and they're like, oh, it's Dr. Susan. Not that they wouldn't recognize you. But
you have bows. Like, yes. You're the bow. What did you play? Coco. Was your name.
Coco,
the slave. Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio's favorite house slave. French house slave.
Very she dropped a lot of acid slave. And now she's coming back through to you as another person. Yes. I'm not on acid right now, but I feel like I am.
But wait a few minutes.
Now, do you think that, now you were never beaten in the film, but did you feel like she was ever beaten by Leo? In that,
at least spanked.
Oh, like that. Yeah, well, that sounds like fun. But anyway, I mean, have you been wokened or you're already woke? Have you made any changes in your consciousness during these corona-apocalyptic Black Lives Matter, wild and crazy protest, almost revolutionary police? Are you having trauma from your police experience? What's going on?
OMG, Dr. Susie, that was a lot of questions.
Right, you can only pick one. Pick one.
Questions make me all tingly in my vagina, and then I get tingly in my vagina.
Good answer. You're tingling in your vagina.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to get all that out there, but you don't have to answer any of it. You know, go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you asked because all of this really does turn me on. God, I wish you could see this bow, but
I can see it. I so totally see it. Yeah.
Because I just feel like all this tension in society like makes people like in their physical bodies like excited, and then when people get excited, there's all this like charged energy.
Okay, but let's show the rest of my guests while they're talking.
What?
Okay, you're going to keep talking about charged energy, and we're going to get the other guests on the show, back so that we
Everybody's
can see them.
Back on the show.
So it can be more like a party, because I don't want to be like FDR and die on my birthday. I got to have lots of friends around.
We can't have you guys here for real, so we want to really visualize you guys all here. Everybody here.
Visualize. Yay!
Happy birthday!
I look so gigantic.
Oh, yeah, now I see all of us. Oh,
yeah.
The gallery.
Yeah, you can see
that's
all.
Fantastic.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, there's
so
oh,
first
look
square
at these beautiful
is Rihanna.
Women.
Sunshine is my present.
Ah, I'm a present.
Rihanna.
Oh, Sunshine, you are
I get to
again.
Spank her.
Look at those tits.
I'm spanking her with a feather.
How are you lifting those? Do you have some magic string on your boots, Sunshine?
It's called pasty glue.
The things are sticky, and then I put eyelash glue on them to try
to
make
them. Oh, that was like
stick.
A magic trick. Do it over and over and over again.
It was where the camera was. You use your hand. It looked like a magic show from here.
Well, I grew up. I'm gonna get my tits more glued in like you.
All right. Well, no. I think what we're gonna do now, because I think we're getting down to the wire here. We got to get a little fun going. So we all have a drink. Do I have a shot glass here? You have to get me a shot glass. Come on, present, or somebody get us shot glasses. Does anybody know where we have shot glasses? We're going to do a little Bonoboville communion, birthday communion. But Danielle, you can keep talking about the changes you've been going through that have been so exciting and sexy.
I know, she has a lot to say, believe me.
Well, you know how I was like publicly crucified over like sex and race and I don't know. All
yeah.
That.
You
know,
and the police were a catalyst to that.
Yeah. They handcuffed me and right after I was having sex, and then I lied about it. Then I told the truth on your show.
Yes.
And the Black Race denounced her.
I mean, I didn't really lie. I just tried to avoid it. But then at a certain point, I couldn't avoid it.
Yeah. She learned. They denounced her.
Then the police.
Okay. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. All right.
I watch it.
Have you met Madame Desaad?
No,
this is Danielle Watts.
And Madame Desaad wants details.
Be in this room, speak. I'm going to let you know this, my sister.
Oh.
Not all Black people have denounced you.
No.
I mean, stay ignorant, sweetheart. That's a shame. Poor baby.
But, you know, it makes the story a lot kinkier.
It makes the story
I cried, and then I, like, had this whole shame spiral, and then Dr. Susie saved me with her sex, wisdom, and freedom. And I realized I could lighten up about it, and that really the thing that mattered most was that I was capable of experiencing my own pleasure, that like nobody else had to be responsible for my ability to feel pleasure. That's my responsibility. But thankfully, people like Dr. Susie respond to that need, because it's a big need. And now here we are, freed. Oh.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Such a poet.
I get excited because Dr. Susie really did. You did. I mean, you single-handedly. I mean, I want to say you saved me, but I, you know, we all have to save ourselves.
I don't want to seem too much like Jesus.
We saved each. I mean, but you are in a way. I mean, Jesus didn't teach people how to masturbate and come, or if they did, they wiped it out of the record books.
Call me Jesus.
What?
Jesus.
Dr. Susie, let her have her coming to Susie moment for you, please.
Well, it's true. I mean, I think that's the new age, is that the Jesus of the new age is somebody who can help us really tune into our bodies and feel like with every cell of our body what it is to be alive. And that's what sex is. I mean, that's the creation of life. That's life force energy. And
tell
and
it, Sister Danielle.
Any spiritual leader on the planet who can't talk about the pleasures of the body. I mean, that's what we all need help releasing and integrating into society. And I think that's where it's all going. And I think Dr. Susie will be one of those figures, like a Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, if I have anything to do with it, or a Jesus, or a whatever, you know. I think it's all part of that movement to us enlightening ourselves. Ooh, that shot of Riley Reyes just out of the blue.
Oh, yeah, let's
you know,
that
Riley,
again.
When we first saw you naked on our first show, that's when I realized that's where I needed, that's where it was all going. I was like, oh, she's like, because you had clothes
right
on the whole time.
That was your, both of your first
warms
show.
Warms my heart. Let me just.
That was our anniversary.
And then you took your clothes off, and I was like, oh my God, that's what a God looks like. That's like what a liberated, like transformative, like leader of the new age looks like.
You betcha.
Moment of testify.
We are going to testify.
We're going to testify to my birthday, goddammit.
Yes.
All right. Woo. So we're all going to get our drinks. And you can drink whatever
Johnny's
you
waiting
like.
To salt my nipple.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's the classic.
It's so big, I need help. I can't get the top. I can't.
Earth. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm getting
amazing.
A cake.
Oh, yay. So they're boobs. These boobs are allowed?
Wait, boobs are now allowed.
Okay, yes. Boobs are now allowed. Oh, that's
boobs
so exciting.
Boobs are now allowed. Oh, but I better
allowed.
Cover mine.
I used to be a dirty old bird in a corner right here. This is great.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just like this well, is me celebrating pride, right?
Oh, I'm so glad I able to. I have a Black Lives Matter dick here.
We're no longer to be able to walk
Sunshine,
down the street
to the
be
picture.
Comfortable. Okay. Now, this is we're doing a safety and our social distancing moment situation.
We are. Look at this beautiful dick and boobs cake. Created by Anna Ooh. Bandana.
And nice. You can look one and I can do it.
And I'm going to handle my birthday cake by putting my lips together and blowing.
Yay!
Yay! Thank you! Oh, and here's a card. Where's the money? Let me just have the money.
The money.
Oh, well, I have lots of little pictures of... Oh, look, pictures of my guests.
Yeah. Oh. I tried to include the guests because I knew you'd want the guests here for
a pictures of the guests from Sunshine.
So they can, like, feel like they're really here.
Yeah, you guys are really here. Thank you guys. Woo! I love you all. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow. It's so nice to be surrounded by beauties and brains, too. Wow. We've been having some heavy talks here, girls and guy. Yeah. So now, where's the Facebook camera? So now I think we're going to be needing to put the Facebook camera on, like, I don't know. Maybe just on the cake. Let's put the cake somewhere.
We do have someone that wants to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, Tim.
Well, it's about to get not safe for Facebook. That's exciting for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, we're gonna have Tim in a minute. We're going to have him in a minute, but we have to start our process here before we have just Tim on the line. So, Tim, hold your horses and your other animals. Now the Facebook camera is going to go right here, I guess.
To Dr. Susan's BBC.
And now we're going to open up the nipples. Okay, so you could lower the main camera a little bit. Lower the main camera. Gideon. No, you're not. Oh, this camera? Which is... Okay. Okay. And so, Sunshine, raise yourself up. Raise yourself up, girl. And now, I feel like Madame Desaad's doing the Hebrew prayer. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, bo rei peri. Who's coughing?
Right?
Somebody got corona?
No, that's smoker's cough. That's different.
Oh, okay.
Hold up. That's not prejudice or smoker's cough.
No, smoker's cough. Okay, well, you had to explain it.
I love me a smoke here and there.
All right.
And it's sad when you have a dad and you leave out and you go do your business and then you forget and you're walking down the street with your face mask on.
Yeah.
And the neighbors are walking and are running next to you with their mask on. And you have that little back choke from that because it was a good hit. And they look at you and run across the street and go a little bit direction.
All right. So now we're going to do, everybody who's
That's
on
real.
With me has done Bonoboville Communion. So, and you all have bigger tits than me. So you can just lick your nipple
lick
first
your own
of
nipple.
All. Or if you're with your boy,
you can. Will you get some salt?
And then put salt on your own nipple.
I got them out at least.
We're Bonoboville Communioning ourselves.
Yes.
Ain't happening.
And now you put the salt on your nipple.
This is how we have to do it for Corona Apocalypse.
It's true, because it's Corona Apocalypse, and Sunshine's my birthday present, but I I can't get that close to her. I can only appreciate her voyeuristically right now. Okay, so now time to lick the nipple with the salt.
Lick the salting.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam borei pari ha-salt. Amen. Hey, women.
Hey, nipple.
Applause to all
and
those.
Now, can we see everybody doing it? I want to see Rhiannon the visuals. And, let's focus on each one at a time.
Right, I can see Riley Ray's. I can barely see, but I can see she is licking her own nipple.
Yes,
she's licking
some. I see myself.
I've got to do the palm.
Rihanna has help. I'm seeing that. And Bri and them are doing good. And I'm the dirty old lady in the corner. That's what I am.
I will have to spit on my nipple.
True.
Where are we
make up for it.
I don't see anybody.
Fluff those.
I'm pretty sure I've licked my nipple like 15 times now.
Well, I got the drink part down. I'm going to do the drink.
You know, I've got this nice.
There's Johnny. Doing it. Here's Johnny. Okay, so.
Oh, he's doing it for
he's
her.
He's doing it. Yeah, well, you know, good. I said
they're
you can have your partner
doing
do
it well.
Yeah, and Rhiannon, of course, has no trouble licking her own nipples. She could lick her. If her nipples were on her feet, she could probably lick them. Because there's what size are those beautiful boobs?
I don't know. I have to get refitted, but the last time I checked, they were like a 38G.
Look how his grinning face.
Nice. Little girl.
He's like, I'm a double F. I feel like a pain in the apartment.
Hey, I know, Johnny. And I was trying to get a sports bra before this all happened. I still
Girl, that ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Well, Johnny's
sports
playing sports.
Stop at the D. We are no longer in that sector. Please.
Swimming only, no jogging allowed.
Yeah.
No, you simply know what it is that we can jog. You just need someone under you and holding them as you go.
And so now we have the great
Riley
Rays.
You need an assistant,
Riley.
Please.
I'm just volunteering.
Yeah. Can you lean back so we can see a beautiful self? Look at those beautiful, perfect little. Well, they're not little. They're kind of average, I would say. But, you know, when I just saw Rhiannon, they look little. It's all comparative.
Everything looks small.
Everything, right. Okay, so can you lick yours? You can lick your own nipples, I'm sure. Can we see you lick your nipples?
Riley, can you lick your own?
I can't. That's the length I got. That's why. So for my communion, I did my palm. And I left it up, and then I put the spit on my nipples. That's the best I could do for you.
You're not.
So I'll lick your nipples for you, and you can hold mine.
Okay, we're all gonna lick your nipples.
Go.
Just kind of, just put your.
Okay, I'll go to the
arch
TV
your back,
and do it.
Arch your back,
I'll do it.
And here comes.
This is the thing I can do.
She wants me to lick her butt. Okay.
Oh wow! But there's panties on. How about panties off?
Oh yeah, that's easy. Let me. I gotta get over the hump there.
Yeah, really. There we go. Whoa. Facebook, you can't see this. Look at my beautiful roses
really
from my garden. Wow. She's licking.
I was trying to help her do Bonoboville Communion,
but
it ended up being better.
I work with what I've got.
Girl,
definitely help.
Do what you gotta do.
You do so much with what you got, such beauty. You're amazing. We love you, Riley Ray's. Most Bonobo. Yay. And keep up with that heavy reading. I need to hear more about what you're reading so I can read it too. Okay, so let's see Danielle and Be Live. Are you there, guys?
No.
The psychedelic.
Are
you
there?
Oh. Oh.
You're there?
Oh, there they are. Okay. Danielle
hey.
Looks like she put toothpicks in her eyes. Her eyes are so wide. What? You've got. Oh yeah, yeah. Salt it up, girl. Salt it up.
Let's just put a whole.
Yeah, put a lot of salt on there. Put a lot of salt on those boobs. Yeah.
Oh, so you can lick everywhere.
Oh no, you can do it to yourself too. It's the corona apocalypse, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes
we're
you gotta do it to yourself. But, let's see. Yeah. Oh yeah. So you did some porn. Yeah.
What?
No, well, porno guy there, Chef Be Live. Although he had a different name.
Yeah.
Oh, he disappeared.
You did one porn?
Wow, look at that. You guys are like magical tonight. Yeah. All right. So now, everybody, we're going to do a little. Happy I'm just going to give you this one. This one's bigger. You get more. Okay. So we're drinking agua.
Agua. It's raining colors.
Ooh, we have a green color.
Yeah. So we're going to now water bard ourselves.
In the name of social.
Ooh. Yeah. Here's to a great year of revolution.
Cheers.
For the people. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives
Matter. Dr. Susie, another 25 years.
Kids matter.
And birthdays matter too. And
happy birthday.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sorry. I got to say it, that it matters to me that in these times of upheaval and quarantine that you guys have made yourselves available to join me for serious conversation and frivolous nakedness. And you know, it's not the same as our bacchanals. Throw up a picture of one of our bacchanals. Actually, there's one where Chef Be Live and Danielle and I think Riley was there and Rhiannon was there, but I don't think we can throw it up because Abe is in the middle of the room. And it's Abe's birthday too, so I can't get mad at him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Abe. Abe, come on up.
Happy birthday to Abe.
Happy birthday
to Adrian.
Happy birthday.
That's a Jewish name for sure. That's Abe. Hot.
I know. It's a Jewish name
Abe is
for
so Jewish.
A
so
nice hot. American boy whose parents were born in Mexico, or I think.
That's cute.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Jews in Mexico.
Yeah.
I read that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, my grandfather was a Mexi-Jew.
A Mexi-Jew. Wow, see, I didn't know about that. I'm sure Jews are everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who one of them...
Just saying, Jews are everywhere.
The artist.
I'm an Ebony Jew, so I'm
Who's
just saying.
The artist?
Very cool.
Genics come with boobs, though.
The
so,
Mexican
you know,
artist.
Diego Rivera.
Yeah, Diego Rivera's wife.
Frida Kahlo.
Frida Kahlo.
I think her dad was German.
I know he was German.
Her dad was Jewish, but he was in Mexico. Mm-hmm.
German I Jew. Mm-hmm. I think I read like after World War II, like a bunch of Jews escaped, and so they went to Mexico.
They were Mexico was one of the countries of exile of those who were artists, communists, and Jews. They already knew what was going on, so they were like, "Yeah, come on on."
Those are three of my favorite kinds of people.
All the best people, really.
I'm Jew. I am a socialist, and I do have communist tattoos.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Communist tattoos. Can we see one?
Yeah. Can we see one?
Oh, come close to the camera with it. You're your own camera woman here, Madame de Sade.
Oh, nice.
And this one says in French because it says "Fime Marquise" because I studied 7 years in a political labor group called the Political Labor Party when I was younger. I was a young journalist when I was a teenager for a labor union group kind of organization that had a newspaper that translated in 10 languages. We distributed them all over. The location was in Los Angeles for the United States sector, but most of them were publicized in the East Coast in my vanilla life. I also taught people a great deal about Marxism and dialectics, and I can say truthfully that I'm an individual that understands communism as a socialist ideology. As like, it's a good idea to get people together, make a rah-rah hoorah, help your citizens, help your friends, help your neighbors, but it's not a good economic mind frame.
I'm impressed. I mean, anybody that comes to you as a submissive is going to get an education in a bunch of
they
things.
They can get a degree. And
I just want to say that all my guests are these sapiosexual, hot, you know,
Mine over pussy, people.
Well, they got the sex. You're all gorgeous, and you're all, like, smart. And it's just such a pleasure. I can't believe how fast this little birthday bacchanal is going. And I just wish there was a post show. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to put the pictures up and we're going to pretend.
Yeah, we're going to eat without you after this. But you guys, I hope you guys have sex tonight. I sure will, thinking about you. I hope you, you know, kind of get some inspiration.
Is anyone seeing D-Live masturbate himself, or are we still on the phone call?
I saw him in the corner.
You're still
bit.
On the phone call. D-Live is masturbating right now?
Yeah, because you're really exciting. He's very excited by this. And
all right, let's have a look. Oh, there, I see him now. Yeah.
You see him?
He's going in and out of visual. Of,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's really, he's celebrating early.
Yeah.
When you get so excited.
No, actually, late. You mean masturbation month. That was last month, actually.
Or, yeah, he's celebrating late for masturbation month, but early for your birthday coming.
Oh, okay.
I love interdimensional masturbation.
Well, I love you. And you.
Nice.
And you.
Sex act.
And you.
Rejoice.
If I see that on one of my websites, I'm definitely going to ask you to help on camera when I make those vids. I'm just
like,
just saying. I will need someone to understand the mindset of that interdynamic little whatever for my clientele. It's all about.
I understand.
Do we still have
this way a little bit, or are you? Or I don't know whether we're on Facebook. Okay, so Max. Did you want to address the birthday celebration? I thought you did.
Do we still have Tim on the phone, or no? He's gone.
Oh,
now.
Tim! I forgot. Tim.
we were trying to do the
hi.
Bonoboville.
Hi.
Tim.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Susan. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Woo! Thank you.
Woo!
Well, it wasn't Marilyn Monroe, but you know, yeah. It's a good song. It's a good tune. You were pretty much on key. So thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, thank you, and I'm happy birthday. I'm sorry we're still all separated, and I miss my mistress.
You know, whipping you as Trump, and now we can only whip our Trump effigy, but you know.
One day soon.
yes. I remember a couple birthdays ago, where you were Trump the ferret, and we gave you a good whipping with Stormy Daniels.
Yes,
played by
Rihanna
and Aarons.
Oh,
Stormy,
yeah.
And you are, is that right, Rihanna? You're inseparable.
Except for right now, we're
separated.
This is how the coronavirus
So you're affected. Quarantining what? Together what? Or protesting what? Together or whatever.
Yeah, Tim, we really need to get a longer single tail. This is the solution to the problem.
Yeah.
We need a 9-footer.
I can supply that for y'all.
You're all right.
Let me give you a demonstration
of
my
spank.
Stand up, please.
We'll get
the birthday
the
present
tail.
That you get this bank.
Birthday spankings continue.
Yeah.
But she's supposed to get the spankings, not the present.
Yeah,
you know,
well, you know.
You don't
my
spank
birthday,
your
and I'll do it the way I want to. Yeah.
I like watching her get spanked because she's
I bet
like,
Madame Tussaud gives the spankings on her birthday.
Oh, especially with the little ribbons. I know.
Right? Right? So cute.
All right,
everybody,
thank you so much for joining me for a fabulous Zoom of a birthday. I mean,
thank you.
I wish I could go all night, Dr. Susie. This is
I know.
So fun.
Soon. We're gonna be getting together.
Over, all you guys can soon. Come back. We want all you guys back.
Oh yeah. We gotta do it. Do it till we're satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get back into it, and we'll get back into it better than ever. Oh, I have a beautiful thing I want to light because Rhiannon and Aaron's gave it to me. Where is the lighter?
Jacob Sokolov wanted to send you happy birthday wishes. Bubbles.
Harry. I have. Oh, Jacob. Yeah.
He had a special monkey, an angel bonobo monkey thing for you. But
a lighter?
He'll have to send it to you in the mail when we find it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
he blames cool. me for losing it.
Whoa. This has to be more ritualized. So this beautiful dick.
3 minutes.
Well, I have to get the balls here. It was given to me by Rhiannon and Aaron, so I'm going to light it in honor of my birthday, Black Lives Matter, and reforming the police, possibly defunding the police, and certainly moving ahead from where we're at, from Trump, getting him out, dump Trump, beat Trump, whatever it takes. So,
be active in the polls, people. Yeah. Please be active in the polls.
Yes, yes. Protest is one step and voting is another. And where's my can I have a Bonobo Way book? I don't know where they are. Oh, one of them's under the cake.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
And I have 2 minutes. I'm being told by my husband who was going to say something, but now you're not. So what is this? What am I? Oh, I don't want to hold
that's
that.
That's a birthday drink?
No.
Right.
So, yeah, do me a favor for my birthday. Don't get me a present, but if you want to get a copy of The Bonobo Way, a portion of all proceeds go to help save the bonobos. And, yes, they are susceptible to the coronavirus, though you can't loot a bonobo because, you know, they don't own anything.
That's very good.
And so I want to thank my guests, Rhiannon Ahrens and Madame Desaad Fatal and Riley Reyes and Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live.
Oh, DC is coming for you, Dr. Susie.
Uh-huh.
One.
And so make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
With someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important ecosexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.